Ever wondered what it's like to see your friend orgasm or take a poo? Reveal these mysteries and more with the Chicago-born party game, Utter Nonsense, currently available at Target stores nationwide. Thanks again to the Chicago Podcast Cooperative for hooking up Roboism sponsorships.
Hi, I'm Alex Cox.
And I'm Savannah Million.
And this is Roboism.
And this week, I had our British man Siri read the ad for us instead.
He was much better at it than I am, so that made me very happy.
It's silly that we haven't included more robot voices on the podcast up until this point.
We really will be more inclusive in the future.
We're working on it.
This week is Thanksgiving!
Yay! Thanksgiving!
I had a silly idea. You know what? It's not silly. It's important. I thought that we should talk about the robots that we are thankful for.
Yeah, we thank humans, like, enough, you know? Like, they're included.
Yeah. It's, I mean, we have to spend a whole day around them saying how great they are, so.
Nobody thinks about the robots.
Exactly. So, do you want to start off?
Yeah, I can start. I have a couple that I wrote down that I'm the most thankful for. And they're more electronics than robots, really. But I'm extremely thankful for my PlayStation and my iPhone. Like, those are, I use both of those constantly. You know, if I'm at home, my PlayStation is on with some sort of television or video game. And if it's not, then I have, like, a podcast coming out of my phone. And if it's not that, then I'm asleep. And so something's always going on. So, I don't know what I would do without either of those things. And then I'm also really thankful for my microwave timer. I actually don't use my microwave, like, ever, but I use the timer on it constantly. That is, like, a very reliable piece of electronics that I use all the time, which is funny because I have a timer on my phone, but I don't know. The microwave one, it's just so accessible. And then this is a borderline robot, but we had a work retreat a couple weeks ago in San Francisco, and we had to do a bunch of, like, team building activities. And our lead developer, Mike, is kind of like a mentor figure to me. And we, one of our activities that we had to do was make like a complete circuit out of a watch battery and a bunch of metal. They're like LED lights and like copper tape. And we had to make a complete circuit that had an on and off switch, and it had to light up two lights, and it had to be in the shape of a thank you card. And then we had to draw names out of a hat and like see who we would give our thank you card to. And my coworker Mike knows that I love robots, and he picked my name out of the card, and he made me this amazing light up robot card that says, "Good job, everybody," which is this, like, robot inside joke that we have at work because of this YouTube video, which I'll put in the comments. But there's a YouTube video of a robot cooking a grilled cheese, and he says, "Good job, everybody," like, all the time. And so we say that at work. But yeah,
that's
so
the best video in the world.
It's so good. But I have this really great robot card that he made me with, like, pipe cleaners and LED lights and a complete circuit with an on and off switch. So, yeah, I'm very thankful for that robot because it made me really happy. Alex, what robots are you thankful for?
I am very thankful for our key card and fob system at our office because it doesn't let creepy people in. It only lets the nice people in who work here. And I am thankful for the, similar to your microwave timer, I am thankful for the automatic popcorn button that pops the popcorn, and I don't need to think about setting my apartment on fire.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Also really thankful for, I don't know what it's called, but, like, the Kindle sync mechanism, so I can have my books wherever I want them this holiday, and I can hide in a closet and read on my phone and avoid my relatives. It's great.
Alex, it sounds like you're thankful for the cloud.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right. I'm going to gloss over that. Anyway. I am thankful for the cloud, because my final robot I'm thankful for is Australian Siri. I have, for Siri, the way you have British man Siri, I have Lady Australian Siri, and in iOS 9, they changed it so you don't need to sound like an Australian to use the Australian voice. Whoa. So, yeah, I'm very thankful for that. So, on Twitter, you should say this, because I just talked.
Yeah, so we reached out to our expansive network on the internet and asked everyone, all of our listeners, what robots and electronics they are thankful for, and to send us audio clips. And we had so many submissions, we could only pick the very best ones. That last part was an exaggeration.
All right, so here's what you guys are thankful for.
Hi, Roboism. I'm thankful for batteries, because they let me do cool things while I'm not connected to a wall.
I'm very grateful for the tiny little robots behind the various push notifications that grace my bags, pockets, and body. These little robots keep me healthy, pay my bills, connect with loved ones, tell my stories, and create social movements. If it weren't for those robots, I wouldn't be telling my story here.
Robots and electronics are, you know, they make our lives easier. You don't have to do it 99 times. You can do it one time. And so the robot will do it 99 times. And then you can do a new thing 99 times.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Savannah. This is Phil, and I want to thank for Lieutenant Commander Data. He represents one of my favorite TV shows, which I started watching a couple of years ago. I hated the apprenticeship I had begun and needed a way to escape this mess. Quickly, I ran through The Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, and Voyager in about 6 months. I quit, and now there is this story left, and it's not complete without Star Trek and Data. For me, he is a moral institution, because he, who is a robot, reminds the viewer to be human. Thank you for this Robotacular podcast.
I'm thankful for the little toy bug robot that my cat thinks is her girlfriend, because it amuses her and makes her happy.
Thanks again to all of our listeners who sent stuff in. That was really, really sweet. And we actually, I didn't expect anybody to respond. And that was really great. Thank you.
Yeah, it's so awesome of you guys. We really appreciate it. Thanks to everyone who's listened so far. It's crazy that we have people that listen to this, I think. It blows my mind when I think about it sometimes, and it makes me really happy.
I was really happy that people were excited about the fact that we talked about Magic Mike.
Yeah, we had some conversations with people about that.
It's really good. If you haven't seen it yet, go. That's a great film to share with your family.
Oh, definitely. It'll make you feel thankful for the whole world.
Another thing that you can do over the holidays is listen to a fellow Chicago Podcast Co-op podcast, Friendshipping, with Jen and Trin, and they have a similarly themed Thanksgiving episode, and it's all about how the holidays aren't the best.
It's really good. I listened to it earlier today, and it was amazing. Basically, you probably, like, you're listening to us, which is great and, like, awesome, but you probably need more podcasts of, like, ladies talking in your life. There's never enough. So definitely listen to Friendshipping, because it's really awesome.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Utter Nonsense. I am Alex Cox.
And I'm Savannah Million.
And this has been Roboism. Thank you for listening.
Did you get the ad read I just sent
you?
Yeah,
I did, but it has the word poop in it.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
Someone help me, someone save me. I've done something I should have never known. I'm not human, I'm not breathing. I need someone to show me love. Tell
of my whole world's crashing down. I'm a burning of a being a robot gives me the big sound. My life, I have places to go, people to see, I should be optimistic. I have no wires inside me, why the hell?